For those of you who weren't here last night, we had an amazing time. Prophet Gustavo is about to come, and I've told him just to take his liberty. All the way from Colombia, he came, you guys, yesterday. He wanted to be here so much, literally. He left at 2 a.m. in the morning and flew all the way from Colombia to Miami, Miami into Nashville, just so that he could get here. The enemy tried to stop him from getting here, but the devil can't win. Amen? And so today, would you do me a favor one more time? Would you give a great big welcome to Prophet Gustavo and Ricardo, his interpreter?
Amen.
Amen.
Al tamaño de tu aplauso será tu
milagro. The level of your applause will be your miracle.
Al tamaño de tu grito de júbilo será tu victoria.
And at the level of your shout of praise will be your victory.
Gracias, Pastor, por invitarnos.
Thank you, Pastor, for the invitation.
Por su esposa, su familia.
Your family.
Anoche estuvo tremendo.
We had a tremendous night last night.
Muy lindo.
It was beautiful.
No recuerdo haberme presentado, ¿sí?
Yeah.
¿Sí me presenté?
No.
Tengo un problema con mi traductora.
I have a problem with my translator here.
Porque a veces me toca usar el don para saber lo que está diciendo.
Sometimes I need to call my gift to know what he's saying.
Quiero que usted me ayude a verificar si lo que estaba sentado escuché bien.
So help me with this. When Pastor was talking, he told me something.
Y él dijo, quiero presentar al Pastor Gustavo, bien feo.
So
pero
Pastor said, I want to introduce you to you, Apostle Gustavo. He's an ugly man, but his word is very good. He said that, right? No?
Dijo eso.
I'm going to lose my job.
Voy a perder mi trabajo.
Necesito aprender a hablar inglés.
I need to speak English. Then I'll lose my job. Then I will lose my job. Pierdo mi trabajo.
Yo creo que hay cuatro palabras que son claves para uno hablar inglés.
There are four words that are key for you to learn in English.
I am hungry. I am thirsty. I'm going to the bathroom. Y las dos últimas son claves.
And the last two are key, like the most important ones.
Reside con el Espíritu. And give me offering. Okay. Diga una palabra.
So say with me a word, one word.
Tiene el poder.
Has the power.
Para cambiar una persona.
To change a people's life.
Una palabra.
One word.
Tiene el poder.
Has the power.
Para cambiar una persona.
To change one person.
Y una persona.
One person.
Tiene el poder.
Has the power.
Para cambiar una nación.
To change a nation.
Una palabra.
One word.
Todo lo que Dios hace, lo hace con una palabra.
Everything that God is doing, he does it through a word.
Los cielos los hizo con la palabra.
Heavens, he made heavens.
La tierra fue hecha
with
con
a
la
word.
Palabra.
Everything he did it through a word.
La Biblia,
so when you read the Bible,
en Génesis 1:1,
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1,
dice, y Dios dijo,
it says, and he said,
pero la tierra estaba desordenada.
But everything was, you know, was not in order.
La Biblia comienza,
and the Bible begins,
con un imposible,
with an impossible.
La Biblia comienza con un problema.
It starts with a problem.
El comienzo de todo fue un problema.
So the beginning of everything was a problem.
Porque todo estaba desordenado.
Because everything was a mess.
Todo estaba confusión.
There was confusion everywhere.
Pero una palabra,
but one word
de Dios,
from God,
volvió lo imposible en posible.
Changed the impossible into something possible.
Una palabra.
Just one word.
Dios hizo que el desorden,
God created,
fuera ordenado.
Something that was a mess, and he became that, or he created that, and
siempre,
he put everything in order.
Siempre hablamos de la palabra.
So we always speak about the word.
Pero hay un problema.
But there is a problem.
Dios no tiene cuerdas vocales.
God doesn't have a voice.
¿Cómo habla Dios?
So how does he speak?
No tiene cuerdas
he
vocales.
He doesn't have cordal. Yes.
Él es espíritu.
He's a spirit.
Pero él habla.
But he speaks.
Dice en el principio.
So it says in the beginning.
Todo mundo asocia.
And everybody thinks.
Con el reloj.
That, you know, we're talking about time.
¿Cómo estuvo el principio del culto?
So how was the beginning of the service?
Tú vienes al reloj. Al comienzo del culto.
You come to the beginning of the service and you're thinking about time.
¿Cómo estuvo el principio del año?
How was the beginning of the year?
Pero Dios no usa reloj.
But God doesn't have a watch. He's not thinking about time.
Dios no vive en el tiempo.
He doesn't live in time.
En el espacio.
In space.
Del ser humano.
Of the human being.
Dios es eterno.
He is eternal.
A Dios, Dios no está preocupado por la hora del almuerzo.
So he's not worried about lunchtime.
Dios no está afanado por terminar.
He's not worried about, you know, I mean, you gotta finish this service.
Imagínate esto.
Imagine this. Just think
que
about
para
this.
Dios un día son mil años de nosotros.
For God, one day is 1,000 years for us.
Y yo hice cuentas de cuánto más o menos es el reloj de él. 45 años es más o menos media hora, una hora.
So 45 years for God is like half an hour.
De Dios.
For him is half an hour.
Así que si usted lleva 5 años en un problema.
So if you've been going through something for 5 years.
Señor, ayúdame.
And you're saying, Lord, help me.
Y Dios dice, tengo milésimas de segundo.
And God says, it's only been like seconds that you've been going through that.
Para Dios van dos días de él.
So for him, you know, we only been here for 2 days.
Y usted está.
And you're always looking at your watch.
Y Dios dice, poquito,
and
no
God
es
is
nada.
Saying, no, it's nothing.
¿Cuál es tu lloradera? ¿Por
why
qué
are
lloras?
You crying to me?
Why you cry? Dios. No vive en el tiempo.
So he doesn't live like us in time.
Entonces la pregunta es,
so the question is,
¿cuál principio?
What is the beginning that the Bible speaks about?
Pues vamos a mirarlo.
Let's take a look at this.
¿Cuál es el principio para que se te abra la puerta?
What is the beginning or the principle for the door to be open? What do you have to do?
Tocar.
You need to knock.
¿Cuál es el principio para que Dios te exalte?
What is the principle for you to be exalted?
Que te humilles.
Humble yourself.
¿Cuál es el principio para que Dios te responda?
What is the principle for you to get an answer from him?
Clama.
Pray.
¿Cuál es el principio para que Dios te dé?
What is the principle for you to receive something from him?
Pedir.
You gotta ask for it.
Entonces el principio.
So the beginning
es una ley de vida.
It's a law of life. It's a principle.
Diga ley de vida.
Say with me, law of life.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque cuando dice la Biblia.
Because when the Bible says,
en el principio,
in the beginning,
creó Dios.
He created.
Después dice y Dios dijo.
And then the Bible says and he said.
Dios dijo.
He said.
En otras palabras.
In other words.
Dios creyó,
he believed,
habló,
then he spoke the
y
word,
creó,
and then he created something.
Voy con ellos.
I'm gonna go to the right.
Dios creyó.
So he believed.
Dios habló.
Then he spoke the word.
Y Dios creó.
And then he created something.
Ven acá.
Come here.
Di lo que dije.
Say what I just said. I'm with you. We're part of your team. Come on. Say it.
Tonight, in the morning, I present the prophet. What is your name?
Hope.
Hope.
Hope. Esperanza.
First God. Believe. And then he spoke, and then he created. In the beginning, he believed, he spoke, and then he created.
En el principio.
In the beginning.
Dios creyó.
He believed.
Dios habló,
he spoke,
y Dios creó,
and he created.
Esta es la palabra.
This is the word.
Listen, pay attention. Si yo creo lo que digo, se crea lo que quiero.
If I believe what I say, what I want will be created.
Ah, no. Dígalo.
Say it with me.
Si yo creo lo que digo,
if I believe what I'm saying,
se crea lo que quiero,
then I will create what I want.
Ya. Okay, dígame, señáleme a alguien que tú quieras lanzar aquí.
So choose someone from here. One person. Anyone. Just pick one.
Don't worry. I'm free. Don't worry, no, que no importa, que no conozca.
Even
dígale.
If you don't know them, just pick one person. You don't need
okay,
to know them.
Okay. Mira hacia allá.
Look, y yo
voy a caminar y tú dices, es para, stop.
Tell him when to stop, okay? Whenever he wants.
Voy a decir la J y la M.
Stop.
Dije que voy a decir la J o la M.
J and M.
Voy a decir derecha o izquierda, dígame.
Tell me right or left. Izquierda.
Juan.
Juan.
Ese es tu nombre.
Is that your name?
Sí, señor. Yes.
Yes.
Hay una M por acá.
And there's an M.
Ven acá.
And your wife is? With M. So you're Juan with J, and she's Marlene with M. Okay. You did it, see?
¿Tú estabas mirando al frente?
Were you looking to the front, or you were looking at the screen? Estaba viendo la pantalla.
¿Tú los conoces a ellos?
Do you know them?
No.
Voy a decirte cómo funciona lo profético.
So I'm going to tell you, you know how the prophetic flows.
Yo tengo una escuela de profetas.
I have a school of prophets.
Y enseño a la gente cómo empezar.
And I teach people, you know, how to flow into the prophetic.
A moverse en lo profético.
I teach them how to do it.
Cuando yo te toque,
so when I lay my hand on you,
sin pensar,
without thinking,
no pienses,
don't think about this.
Me vas a dar un mes.
You're going to give me a month of the
okay?
year.
Cuando okay? Cuando yo y me vas a dar una letra.
And then you're going to give me a letter as well.
Empecemos con eso. Un, dos, tres.
September.
September.
L.
The letter?
L.
L. L.
Septiembre.
September.
L.
L.
Es como un Luis y septiembre. Hay un cumpleaños. Hay una celebración en ustedes.
There's like a celebration in the month of September.
Hoy.
Today.
¿Tú la conoces a ella?
Do you know her?
No.
No.
¿Vienes? ¿Alguien? ¿Tu casa está aquí?
Is somebody else with you here? Who? Su hermana y su mamá.
Where are you, mother?
Where is mama? Where's mother? Where's your mom?
She's coming. She's coming.
Estaba aquí.
¿Y sabe que la mamá no viene? Okay, esa es la historia. Esta es la palabra.
So this is the word.
Yo he visto
I've seen
madres llorar por sus hijos.
Mothers crying for their children.
Pero ahora estoy viendo hijos.
But I see this morning children
por sus padres
crying for their parents.
Ella ha llorado por ti.
She's been crying for you.
Hoy toda tristeza se va de tu corazón.
Every sadness will leave your heart this morning.
Hoy todo dolor se va de tu corazón.
Every pain, it's leaving from you this morning.
Nadie te va a herir.
Nobody will hurt you again.
Y por un minuto,
and for 1 minute,
yo seré tu papá.
I'm going to pretend to be your dad.
Hija, perdóname.
Daughter, forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Perdóname.
Forgive me.
Abraza tu madre.
Hug your mom.
Hay una relación como ¿cuándo cumpleaños?
When is your birthday?
Hay algo en diciembre con ustedes.
There is something in December.
Hoy,
with you,
el Señor me dice
today God is telling me this word.
Yo restituyo tu casa.
I'm bringing restitution to your house.
Yo restauro tu familia.
I'm bringing restoration to your family.
Yo estoy sanándote en esta
I am healing you, says the Lord.
Estoy sanando.
I am healing you.
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 Los voy a usar.
I'm going to use you.
En un llamado poderoso.
There is a strong call of God over your lives.
Muchos no han creído en lo que yo les he dado.
A lot of people, they haven't believed in what I gave
pero
you.
Yo los voy a bendecir.
But I will use you, says the Lord.
Voy a hacer cosas grandes.
I'm going to do great things with you.
Vienen buenas noticias.
Good news are coming to you.
Antes de 3 días.
Before 3 days.
3 días.
3 days.
Se va a soltar algo poderoso para ustedes.
Something is going to be released. Something powerful is going to be released.
Hay un José.
There is a Joseph.
Y me dice el Señor,
or Jose,
voy a conectar.
God tells me, I'm going to connect you with him.
Con unas buenas noticias.
And you're going to hear good news.
Es más,
in fact,
todo problema de corte
every problem,
legal va a ser ganado.
Every legal problem,
va a ser ganado.
You're going to win that legal problem.
Las oraciones tuyas,
your prayers,
por él,
for him,
han llegado delante
have
de
come
mí.
Before me, says the Lord.
Tú tienes un llamado.
You have a strong call over your life.
Tú tienes
as well.
Un llamado. Ven acá.
Come here.
Estoy viendo algo muy fuerte en mi espíritu.
I see something very strong in my spirit.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
Mírame de frente.
Look at me.
Levanta tus manos.
Raise your hands. Ishakoto romara larabaseto
robakai. Iramaseto robara. 7 años atrás.
7 years ago.
Guardé tu vida.
I got your life.
El enemigo quiso matarte.
The enemy tried to kill you.
Pero no pudo.
But he was not able to
porque
kill
bajo
you.
Mi mano.
Because you are under my hand,
bajo mi
says
poder.
The Lord, under my power.
Hoy,
today,
yo creo,
I believe
el poder del Espíritu
the power
sobre
of the Spirit is all over
en el
your
nombre,
life.
Sanó tu corazón.
I heal your heart.
Sanó tu corazón.
He heal your heart.
Sanó tu corazón.
He heal your heart.
Sanó tu corazón.
He heal your heart.
Hoy,
today,
hoy,
today,
habrá una unción nueva.
There will be a new anointing,
fresca,
a fresh anointing,
sobre tu vida.
Over your life.
Dios me dice,
God tells me,
que va a venir un avivamiento a través de los jóvenes.
That a revival is coming through the youth.
Los jóvenes. Esta es la palabra, hija.
This is the word, daughter.
Si tú crees,
if you believe,
lo que dices,
everything you say,
creas lo que quieres,
will be created.
Vas a ir a las naciones.
You will go to the nations.
Predicarás mi palabra.
You will preach my word.
Serás una niña de gobierno.
You will be a woman of government.
Vas a sanar tu corazón.
And your heart will be healed.
Y abro una puerta de vida para ti.
And I am opening a door for you.
Hoy.
Today.
Hoy.
Today.
Sanaré tu corazón.
I am healing your heart.
Sano tu corazón.
I am healing your heart.
Te olvidarás de tu pasado.
You will forget about your past.
Y te levanto a una nueva dimensión.
And I'm lifting you up to a new dimension by the power of the word.
Prepárate.
Get ready.
A firmar documentos.
Get ready, because I see you signing some documents.
Ve un lugar como Green Lake.
I see a place
así
called
como
Green
Lake.
Like lakes.
Y veo la 17 Avenue 17, es como un número.
17th Avenue.
Y veo como una casa en una esquina, como
and
un
I
rancho.
See a house in a corner.
Es algo que tiene que ver con ustedes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Y se abre una puerta de bendición.
And a door of
hay una
presence.
Mujer que está siendo sana
it's
por tu oración.
It's going to be open. There's a lady that has been healed.
Y tiene un problema en los huesos.
She has a problem with her bones.
Y el Señor la está sanando
and
en este
God
momento.
Is healing her right now.
Por el poder de la palabra.
By the power of the word.
Y como se quedaron callados, yo no profetizo.
If you don't say nothing, I won't prophesy anymore.
Diga la palabra.
Say with me the word.
La palabra.
The word.
Tú puedes cambiar la tú no puedes cambiar el mundo, pero tú sí puedes cambiar tu mundo.
You can't change the world. But you can change your own world.
Tú no puedes cambiar el mundo.
So you can change the world.
Pero sí puedes cambiar tu mundo.
But you can change your own world.
Con la palabra.
With the word.
Por eso, lo que tú digas sí importa.
That's why everything that you say, it matters.
Lo que tú le digas a tu esposo sí importa.
Everything you tell your husband, it matters.
Lo que tú le digas a tu esposa sí importa.
Everything you tell your wife, it matters.
Lo que tú le digas a tus hijos sí importa.
Everything you declare over your children, it matters.
Lo que tú digas a la iglesia sí
everything
importa.
Everything you declare about your church, it matters.
Lo que tú le digas a tu pastor sí
everything
importa.
Everything you declare with your mouth to your pastor, it matters.
Por eso tienes que hablar de grandeza.
That's why you have to speak great things.
Tienes que hablar de bendición.
That's why you have to speak of blessings.
Tienes que hablar de abundancia.
That's why you got to speak about abundance.
Tienes que hablar de victoria.
That's why you got to speak about victory.
Vamos a ver si nos quedó claro.
Let's see if we got this clear. Preach. Preach.
God will do great things for you. If you speak it into existence, then it'll happen if you believe in God. If you believe, then you speak, and then it'll be created.
Eres la mejor.
You're the best.
¿Con quién estás?
Who came with you? Su papá y su mamá.
¿Dónde está su hermana?
De azul.
Dile, hermana.
Tell her, sister. Sister.
Oh, sister.
Quiero decirte que te amo.
I want to tell you that I love you.
Que no estás sola.
You're not alone.
I want to tell you that I love you and that you're not alone.
Sé que estás cansada.
I know that you are tired.
I know that you're tired.
Pero Dios está con nosotros.
But God is with us.
But God is with us.
Él trae una respuesta para ti.
And God has an answer for you this morning.
And God has an answer for you this morning.
No renuncies a tus sueños.
Don't leave your dreams.
Don't leave your dreams.
Tú le cantabas al Señor.
You used to sing to God. You want to serve the Lord.
You want to serve the Lord.
And you will serve the Lord.
And you will serve
the Lord. Hug your sister.
Where is your mother? His mother. Her mother?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Her mother, please come. Her mother and father. Voy a contarte algo.
I'm going to share something.
Hay un joven, hay un chico, muchacho.
There is another brother. Perdió a un hijo.
I know. Hay mucha tristeza en tu corazón.
I see a sadness in your heart.
Y necesitas avanzar.
You need to advance.
Este padre y esta madre han sufrido mucho.
Your parents, they went through a lot.
Ha habido muchas luchas.
You've been going through a lot of fights.
Estoy sintiendo en mi espíritu una sanidad en este momento.
But I feel in my spirit that God is healing you right now.
Estoy viendo algo, estoy viendo como una operación que Dios está haciendo.
I see like God is making a surgery inside of you right now.
Wow, Ramareba Sotoroba. Tiene que ver con su corazón y tiene que ver con su próstata.
It's related with your heart and your prostate.
Dios está haciendo milagros en esta
God
hora.
God is making a miracle right now.
Todo problema de diabetes.
Diabetes.
Azúcar.
Sugar.
Desaparece.
Disappears right now.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Noticias de lejanas tierras vas a recibir.
You will receive good news from faraway lands.
Veo el mes de mayo.
I see the month of May.
¿Sabes de qué estoy hablando?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Hay cosas que como profeta no puedo decir.
There are things that I can't tell you.
Me dice el Señor.
But God tells me.
Yo estoy haciendo algo nuevo.
I am doing something new. In you.
Nuevo en tu vida.
Something new in your life.
Pero yo necesito un favor.
But I need a favor.
Quiero que tú como madre,
I want you as a mother.
Ores por tus hijas.
I want you to pray for your daughters.
Y ustedes le pidan perdón a su mamá
and
y a su
I want
papá.
You to ask your mom forgiveness.
Abrázala. Come on. Y ores, bendícelas.
Bless
suelte
them.
Palabra de bendición.
Release a word for
bendícelas.
Each one of them.
Bendícelas.
Bless them.
Bendícelas.
Bless them.
Bendícelas.
Bless them.
Bendícelas.
Bless them.
Bendice a tu familia.
Bless your family.
Bendice tus hijos.
Bless your children.
Bendícelos.
Bless them.
Dios está aquí en este
God is here this morning.
Espíritu Santo, te amo.
Holy Spirit, we love you.
Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit. one song, Do It Again.
Dame un número.
Give me a number, Pastor.
11.
11.
11. ¿Por dónde comienzo? Por aquí, por allá.
Where do you want me to start? Here, over there?
Por aquí.
Tres cuartos para atrás, dice.
¿Cómo así tres cuartos?
Tres cuartos aquí, de tres cuartos, so, del cuarto.
Uno, dos, tres cuartos.
Sí, sí, sí. Tres cuartos, sí.
Uno. Es cuatro.
Sí.
¿Cómo comí? Comienzo por acá.
So, do I start right here? Yeah.
¿Puedo dar una D? ID 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10,
10,
11,
11.
Noviembre.
November.
Ven acá. Noviembre.
November.
¿Con quién estás?
Who came with you? Sola.
Puedes escoger a alguien que tú quieras ahí. Ojalá que no conozcas.
Someone that you don't know. Yeah.
No, no importa, no importa. Yeah. A cualquiera que
get
tú conozcas.
Okay, someone I don't know.
Yeah,
a cualquiera, cualquiera ya. Diga conmigo lo profético. Lo profético trae rompimiento. Wow, she's beautiful. You too. It's good. ¿Tú la conoces?
Do you know her?
¿Sabe que están pasando casi el mismo proceso?
You know that you're going both through like the same process.
Viene una buena noticia.
Good news are coming to you.
De lejanas tierras.
From far away land.
No es acá,
it's, not, it's not from around here.
Viene una buena noticia.
From somewhere else.
Veo
good news.
Joven, un muchacho.
I see a young man.
Y viene un milagro de Dios.
And I see a miracle from God.
Tus hijos
coming.
Me servirán.
Your children will serve me.
Y tus sueños.
And your dreams.
Vienen para mí.
Are coming. They're
me dice
being
el Señor,
fulfilled. God says.
Pediste para este año.
You were asking me for something for this year.
Que tu casa me sirva.
And you were asking me for your house to serve me.
Por eso el mes de noviembre
and
es
they
clave
will serve me. That's why November is key.
El 11 tiene que ver contigo.
And number 11 is related with you.
El 1-1.
1-1.
El 1-1.
1-1.
El 11 tiene que ver contigo.
And 11 is related with you as
Dios
well.
Me dice hoy,
and God tells me.
Antes de 11 días.
Before 11 days.
Antes de 11
días. Before 11 days.
Las noticias van a venir.
You will hear those good news.
Y los resultados médicos.
And you will see a medical report.
Van a ser buenos.
And it will be a good one.
Van a ser buenos.
That medical report is going to be a good one.
Saldrá bien.
It's gonna be okay.
Me dice el Señor.
And God tells me.
Se rompió un espíritu de cáncer.
A spirit of cancer.
Se rompió en tu familia.
It's been just broke.
Alguien de tu casa murió de
cáncer.
Someone
in your house, in your family, died of cancer.
My sister June just last year.
Mi hermana el año pasado.
Y me dice el Señor,
and God tells me,
hoy se rompió esa maldición.
That it's been broken. That curse is being broken.
Viene un avivamiento para usted.
Revival is coming for you guys.
La palabra.
The word.
La palabra.
The word.
La palabra.
The word.
Cuando tú le dices a tus hijos que no sirven,
when you tell your children that they will never do nothing,
los estás maldiciendo.
You are cursing them.
Cuando tú le dices a tus hijos,
when you tell your children
que no van a ser prósperos,
that they will never be prosperous,
no van a ser prósperos.
They will never be prosperous.
Cuando tú hablas Lo que tú hablas construye tu presente y puede afectar tu futuro.
Everything you speak to your present. And everything that you speak to your present will affect your future.
Cuando tú dices, qué día tan feo.
So when you wake up and you say, oh, what an ugly day.
Es el día feo para
that
ti.
That will be an ugly day.
Cuando tú dices, hoy es el día de victoria.
But when you wake up and you say, today is going to be a day of victory.
Entonces es el día de tu victoria.
Then you will have the victory.
Vamos, diga, lo que yo diga.
Come on, say with me, everything I say.
Cambia y transforma.
Changes and transforms.
Lo que yo diga.
Everything I say.
Transforma.
Brings transformation.
Por eso tienes que aprender.
That's why you need to learn.
A construir tu mundo.
To build your own world.
A cambiar tu mundo.
You need to learn how to
necesitas cambiar tu mundo.
You need to change your world.
Necesitas cambiar
you need
tu mundo.
To change your world.
Todo dolor,
every pain
que has estado llevando,
that you've been taking with you, that you've been carrying with you,
hoy lo quito de tu vida.
I'm taking that burden out of your shoulders.
Hoy lo cambio.
I'm changing.
Todo lo que ha pasado,
everything that you've been going through,
en tu pasado,
everything that that you've been going through in your past,
en tu mañana. Hoy se cambia.
Everything is going to be changed.
It's changed in the name of Jesus.
It's going to be changed in the name of Jesus.
Por el poder de la palabra.
By the power of the word.
Hay algo poderoso.
There is something powerful.
Dios me dijo.
God told me.
Ve al cuarto de al lado.
Go to the cafeteria.
Hay una mujer que está pasando por un momento difícil
there
en su casa.
A lady and she's been going through hard things in her house.
Y dile cuánto la amo.
And tell her how much I love her.
Dile cuánto la amo.
Tell her how much I love her.
Dile que la amo.
Tell her that I love her.
Que yo estoy contigo.
That I am with her.
Que voy a transformar tu casa.
That I'm bringing transformation to your house.
Que voy a transformar tu hogar.
That I'm bringing transformation to your home. Hug him.
Que hoy haré milagros.
That today I'm making miracles.
Que a partir de hoy,
that from today and on,
cuenten 11 días.
You need to count 11 days from today.
Porque hay un milagro para ustedes.
And you will receive a miracle.
Y veo el mes de julio.
I see the month of July.
Es un cumpleaños.
It's like a birthday.
My daughter.
Y hoy,
de su hija. And today,
hoy,
today,
estoy haciendo un milagro en ella.
I'm making a miracle in her life.
Poderoso.
It's something powerful.
Todo lo que estaba pasando,
everything
equivocado.
That you've been going through with her,
es cambiado hoy.
It's been changed.
Y estoy viendo el mes de octubre.
And I see the month of October as well.
También hay un milagro.
It's like a, it's a miracle that's
hoy estoy
happen.
Cambiando.
I am changing.
Tarabarabacaya. Estoy cambiando tu casa.
I am changing your house.
Hoy,
today.
Por eso tienes que aprender a hablar bien.
That's why you need to speak good words.
¿Con quién vienes hoy?
Who else came with you? Nadie más. Mi primer día aquí, dice.
Me too.
First time.
You, you, your first day. Me too. Welcome.
Okay. So her first name is with letter D, and we went. Le dijeron la letra D.
Sí, yo.
Fuimos allá y es letra D. Estaba, fui tímida, no quise decir nada. She was shy.
Puedes decirte por qué Dios te trajo hoy.
I'm going to tell you why God brought you here today.
Yo llevo 40 años sirviéndole a Dios.
I've been serving God for 40 years.
40 años.
40 years.
Y Dios me llamó a lo profético hace más de 40 años.
And God called me into the prophetic 40 years ago.
Se llevó mucho tiempo.
So I've been preaching for a long time.
Moviéndome en esto.
And I've been, you know, moved by the prophetic but for a long time.
Y un día le dije a Dios,
and one day I told God,
¿por qué a veces revelas nombres?
I said, God, why sometimes you give me names?
Jesús lo hacía.
Jesus used to do that.
Jesús un día llegó.
One day he came.
Se paró debajo de un árbol.
And he stood up, you know, in front of a tree.
Y había arriba un hombre.
And there was a man, you know, that climbed that tree, remember?
Imagínate, el tipo era multimillonario.
He was a multimillionaire. He was a rich man.
Un multimillonario.
A multimillionaire.
Escondido en un árbol.
And he was hiding in a tree.
Escondido.
He was hiding.
Él dice que pase la multitud.
He said, you know, to himself, I'm going to let the multitudes, you know, to pass by.
Pero Jesús se paró debajo del árbol.
And Jesus came where he was.
Y el hombre que se mueva de aquí, que
under
se vaya.
That tree, and that man starts saying, I want
me,
him
me
to
van a descubrir
move.
Aquí.
I don't want nobody to see where I am.
Y Jesús le dice,
and Jesus said,
Zaqueo.
Hey, Zacchaeus.
Nadie lo conoce.
Nobody knew him.
Pero Jesús lo conoce.
But he knew who he was.
Esta es la palabra.
And this is the word.
La gente,
people,
conoce tu nombre.
People know your name.
Pero te llama por tus circunstancias.
But they call you for what you're going through. They call you for what you're going through. So they call you by your problems or situations.
Por ejemplo,
for example,
allá viene la señora.
Oh, that's the lady over there.
Esa que sus hijos se fueron.
The one that, you know, all her kids, you know, run away from
¿cómo
home.
Se llama? ¿Cómo es que
what's
se
her name?
Ellos saben el nombre.
They know her name.
Allá viene el que se separó.
Oh, that guy, that's the one that just divorced from
allá,
his wife.
Allá viene la que se le murió el hijo, la
oh,
hija.
That's the lady that, remember, her son died
allá
recently.
Allá viene la que se divorció.
Oh, that's the woman that just got divorced as well.
La gente conoce.
People know
tu nombre.
Your name.
Pero te llama por tu
but circunstancia. They call you by your circumstances.
Dios.
God
conoce tu circunstancia,
knows your circumstances,
pero te llama por tu nombre.
But he calls you by your name.
Hoy se terminan 8 años de espera.
Today, 8 years of been waiting. It's over.
Hoy se termina.
You've been waiting for 8 years.
Hoy comienzas un nuevo ciclo.
It's done. You're going to start a new cycle.
Hoy comienzas un nuevo tiempo.
You're going to start a new season.
Porque hay un liderazgo maravilloso en ti.
Because there is a strong leadership in your life.
Eres una guerrera.
You are a warrior.
Vienes con una línea ministerial.
And there is ministry in your family.
Desde tu niñez.
Since you were a little girl.
Dios puso sus ojos en ti.
God has been looking for you.
Y dice el Señor.
And God says.
Yo soy tu esposo.
I am your husband.
Yo soy tu amigo.
I am your friend.
Yo soy tu hijo.
I am your son.
Yo soy todo lo que
I
tú
am
has querido.
Everything that you need.
Tú siempre me has dicho.
You always told me.
Señor.
Lord.
Yo soy todo.
I am everything.
Tú eres mi todo.
And you are my everything.
Tú eres mi todo.
You are my everything.
Y dice el Señor,
and God says,
escuché tu oración.
I heard your prayer.
Tú, yo soy tu todo.
I am everything you need.
Y hoy,
and today,
te traje,
I brought you here.
Porque hay un nuevo tiempo
because
para
because there
ti.
Is a new time. A
hay
new
una
season,
nueva familia para
a
ti.
New family for you.
Un nuevo tiempo. Abrázala.
A new season. Hug her.
Pray for she, please.
Pray for her, Pastor Pam.
Dios está aquí.
God is here.
Oh, su presencia está aquí.
His presence is here. Do it again.
Dios conoce tus circunstancias.
God knows your circumstances.
Dios conoce tu lucha.
He knows what you're going through.
Dios sabe tu dolor.
He knows your pain.
Dios sabe cuánto han luchado.
He knows how much time you've been.
Y cuántos
struggling.
Han querido dividirlos a ustedes.
And he knows how you know how many people have been trying to divide you.
Follow me.
Come here.
Dios sabe cuántas veces has dicho no puedo más.
God knows how many times you said I can't do this anymore.
Dios sabe cuántas dificultades has tenido.
He knows how many difficulties you've been going through.
Dios sabe.
He knows.
Cuántas luchas.
He knows how many fights
has tenido.
You've been going through.
Pero yo te amo, hija.
But I love you, daughter.
Yo te amo.
Hija. I love you.
Dice el Señor.
God says.
Oh my. Cuánto te amo, dice
el
Señor.
Oh, how much I love you, says the Lord.
Oh my. I love you because I know your name. When you tell me, I can. Tú dices muchas veces, yo no puedo.
Many times you tell me, I can't do this.
Pero yo te levanto hoy.
But I'm raising you up today one more time.
Y cuando tú dices, yo me levanto, mi poder viene para ti.
My power is coming all over your life.
Sharabarabaka. Tu poder viene para mí.
Your power is coming.
Diga lo que digo.
Say with me everything I say.
Si yo lo creo.
If I believe it,
se crea.
It will be created.
Ese es el poder de la palabra.
That's the power of the word.
Dios me dijo,
God told me,
voy a levantar en este último tiempo,
I'm going to raise up
generación profética.
In the last days, a prophetic generation.
¿Qué hace que una persona maneje 11 horas para buscar un profeta?
Why people, you know, will drive for 11 hours just to hear a word from a prophet?
Porque sabe que hay una palabra que lo va a cambiar.
Because they know there is a word from God that can change that person's life.
Hay gente que vive a 10 minutos de la iglesia y nunca viene.
And sometimes there are people that live 10 minutes from the church and they never come.
Pero cuando tú entiendes el poder de la palabra,
but when you understand the power of the word,
no importa,
it doesn't matter.
Manejar, caminar,
if you need to drive, if you need
tú
to
vas
walk,
por tu palabra.
You go and you seek
porque
the
una
word
palabra
God
te puede sanar.
Because one word can change your life.
Entonces, una palabra.
So one word.
La mujer sirofenicia caminó 150 kilómetros por una palabra.
The lady in the Bible, she walked for 150 kilometers just to receive a word from Jesus.
Por una palabra.
Just for one word.
Por una palabra.
One word.
Porque una palabra cambia.
Because one word can change everything in you.
Una palabra transforma.
One word brings transformation.
Hoy, diga, si yo creo lo que digo.
So say with me, if I believe what I say.
And I speak it. It will be created.
Esto es todo.
That's everything.
Y cuando Dios habla,
and when God speaks,
es porque ya está hecho.
It's because it's already done.
Okay. Cuando Dios habla,
so when God speaks,
no habla desde el futuro.
He's not speaking from the future.
Habla desde su pasado.
He's speaking from the past.
Cuando Dios te dice,
so when God tells you something,
te voy a bendecir,
and when he tells you, I will bless you,
para mí,
for me,
es futuro,
is future.
Para Dios,
but for God,
es pasado.
It already passed.
Esta reunión,
this meeting,
para Dios,
for God,
ya pasó.
It already passed.
Jesús dijo,
Jesus said
a la higuera,
to the fig tree,
nunca más nadie coma de ti.
Nobody else will ever eat fruit from you.
Y se fue.
And he left.
La higuera siguió verde.
The fig tree was still green.
Sigo viva.
It was alive.
Pero para Dios,
but for God,
ya estaba muerta.
It was dead already.
Al otro día,
the next day,
al otro día,
the next day,
pasaron por ahí.
They passed by.
Y Pedro,
and Peter
dice, wow,
Wow, Jesús.
Said, wow, Jesus.
La higuera está muerta.
Look at this, it's dead.
Y Jesús dijo,
and Jesus said,
la fiesta fue ayer.
The party was yesterday.
Llegaste tarde.
You came late.
Una palabra.
Just one word.
Ya Dios tiene el lugar para esta iglesia.
God already knows the place for this church.
Alguien ya le puso muros.
Somebody already built.
Alguien le está colocando pisos.
Somebody already did the floor.
Solo estás esperando que tú digas.
He's just waiting for you to declare the word.
Y tú hables la palabra.
And that you speak the word.
Y eso viene para ti.
And it will come to you.
Alguien ya le está colocando llantas nuevas a tu carro.
Someone already is putting new tires in your vehicle.
Alguien ya le está colocando cortinas a tu apartamento.
Someone is already putting everything new in your apartment.
Alguien está listando todo.
Somebody is already putting everything together.
Lo único que tú tienes que hacer es.
The only thing that you need to do is.
Cree la palabra.
You need to believe the word.
Habla la palabra.
You need to speak the word.
Y todo se va a manifestar.
And everything will be manifest.
Mira esto.
Say this.
Porque es la letra es con D, Danny.
So your name is with D?
Donna.
Danny.
Yes.
Danny. What do you feel?
Holy Spirit.
¿Tú has hablado conmigo?
Have you ever spoke with me before?
No, sir.
Me has invitado un buen café como el de tu pastor.
Have we had any coffee like the one that pastor makes?
No.
Pastor, te voy a decir algo.
I'm going to tell you something, pastor.
Estás perdiendo mucho dinero.
You're losing a lot of money.
Tú necesitas montar tu café aquí.
You need to open a coffee shop right here.
Debes hacerlo.
You need to do it.
Ahí hay bendición.
There is a blessing in there.
¿Has probado el café de él?
Have you ever tried his coffee?
Yes.
¿Y lo has pagado? ¿Lo has valorado? ¿Lo has pagado?
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's good. It's very good. No, good. No,
no, no, no, very no good. Good. Very good.
O sea, no hemos hablado.
So we never spoke before. You don't know me.
Imagínate que viene un tipo que en tu vida has visto.
So imagine, think, you see a guy that you never seen before in your life.
En medio de todos los que estamos aquí.
In the middle of everybody here.
Y camina.
And he walks around.
Y te dice, hola, Danny.
And he tells you, how are you, Danny?
I love you.
I love you.
No estás solo.
You're not alone, son.
¿Por qué estás preocupado?
Why are you worried?
Yo te conozco desde cuando tenías 5 años.
I know you. Since you were 5 years old.
Cuando caminabas por el campo.
Remember when you used to walk in the fields.
Cuando caminabas y corrías como un niño.
And you were running all
y yo,
over the
y yo
place.
Te he guardado.
And I got your life.
Y guardaré tu casa.
And I will take care of your house as well.
Y guardaré tus hijos.
And I will take care of your children.
Y bendeciré tu familia.
And I will bless your family.
Y bendeciré a todos los de tu casa.
I will bless everybody in your
y la
family.
Niña de tus ojos.
And the apple of your eyes.
También la guardaré.
I will guard her as well.
Jamás te he dejado.
I never left you.
Por una razón.
Just for one reason.
Por tu casa.
For your house.
Por la oración tuya.
For your prayers.
Vas a ir a las naciones, hija.
You will travel to the nations, daughter.
Voy a sanar tu corazón.
And I will heal your heart.
Nadie lo va a herir.
No one will hurt you.
Nadie lo va a maltratar.
No one will hurt you anymore.
Nadie.
Nobody.
Nadie lo va a herir.
No one will hurt you.
Nadie.
No one.
Dígale. Hay otro joven, hay otro chico.
You have a boy? You have a
where?
Son?
He's in ministry
school, son. But he's not here.
He's
in Alabama.
¿Hay algo del ministerio en él?
Is he a pastor?
¿Se ministerio?
He's going to ministry. He's in ministry school right now. Está en la escuela de ministerio. Ministerio.
Algo de tocar, toca algún instrumento.
Is he a worship? Worshipper.
Worshipper.
Yeah. Y predica y canta, sí.
Me dice el Señor.
God tells me.
Tus oraciones.
Your prayers.
Han llegado delante
de mí. Me.
Y yo voy a abrir puertas que estaban cerradas.
And I'm going to open the doors that were closed.
El mes de junio también es clave.
The month of June is key for you guys.
Es un cumpleaños también.
There's like a birthday.
Vas a ver un milagro.
You will see a miracle. Whose birthday is in June?
Ours is July. I mean July. Who's June?
Your son is getting married in June. El hijo de él se casa en junio.
Wow. Estoy viendo muy fuerte el número 15 y el 20.
I see very strong number 15 and 20.
¿Cuándo es el cumpleaños? 20.
When is your
yes,
birthday?
July 20.
20 de junio.
20.
Yeah, 20.
Mm-hmm. Y el hijo 22, 22, her son.
¿A cuánto le gusta lo profético?
Do you like the prophetic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. Vamos a ver si un día estos hacemos una escuela de profetas.
We're going to do a prophetic school here, Pastor. What do you think?
Hagamos algo loco hoy.
Let's do something crazy today.
¿Quieres hacer algo loco?
You want to do something crazy?
Sure.
¿Seguro?
Are you sure?
¿Te gustaría?
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
O acabamos mejor. Ya no hay culto hoy.
No, a mí no me pregunte.
Ve y toca a cualquier persona.
Lay hands.
Y vamos a hacer. Dame un mes que se te ocurra.
Give me a month. Tell me a month.
August.
Agosto.
Y busca alguien que no conozcas.
And go choose someone that you don't know. Pick one. Pick a person.
Corre, corre,
run.
¿Y tú la conoces?
Do you know her?
No.
Yo tampoco.
I don't know her either.
¿Con quién vienes?
Who came with you? Who came with you? Who else came with you? Mi esposo y mis dos hijos.
Wow. Un ministerio poderoso.
Powerful ministry.
Wow.
Uf.
Wow, estoy muy fuerte.
This is very strong.
Uf. Y veo el mes, y es agosto también.
And I see the month of August.
Y el número 8 tiene que
and
ver
con number 8.
El 8.
8.
Wow. Hay una unción profética en ustedes.
There is a prophetic anointing all over your life.
Hay una unción profética muy fuerte.
Something powerful.
Yo he estado hablando contigo.
I've been talking to you.
Yo te hablo en sueños.
I speak to you through dreams.
Te hablo en sueños.
I speak to you through dreams.
Hace 8 días atrás.
8 days ago.
Has estado soñando acerca de aguas.
You've been dreaming about waters.
Y aguas y waters, y viajes.
And trips.
Y me dice el Señor,
you're traveling.
Este es el año del ministerio para ustedes.
And God says this year will be the year.
Siempre bajo
for
la
your
autoridad.
Ministry to be fulfilled.
Siempre.
Always under his authority.
Siempre bajo la
always
autoridad.
Under his
si tú
authority.
Respetas la autoridad.
If you honor your authority.
Ustedes van a ser prosperados.
You will be prosperous.
Si ustedes respetan la autoridad.
If you respect your authority.
Ustedes van a ser bendecidos.
You will be blessed.
Viene algo muy grande para
Something
ustedes.
Big is coming to you.
Me dice el Señor.
God tells me.
No te afanes.
Don't be afraid.
No te desesperes.
Don't get desperate.
Porque a veces quieres las
Because
cosas ya.
Sometimes you want everything right now.
Él es más calmado.
He's more calm.
Él es más tranquilo.
He's more, you know, calm.
Y tú,
But you want everything very
no,
fast.
No, espérate.
No, wait, wait.
Porque Dios va a hacer milagros.
Because God is going to make a miracle.
Estoy viendo una provisión de Dios.
I see provision coming to your
Viene
hands.
Viene para ustedes.
From the Lord, it's coming to you.
Va a ser muy grande.
It's going to be big.
Es una provisión financiera.
It's a financial provision that is coming.
Estoy hablando
and I'm speaking
que van a recuperar lo de 10 años.
I'm speaking that you're going to get back, you know, for what you worked for the last 10 years.
10 años.
10 years.
10 años.
10 years.
Ahora pon tu mano ahí.
Pray.
Y me dice el Señor,
and God tells me,
habla.
Speak the word.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Así será hecho.
It will be done. Prophesy. Prophesy.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Dile.
Say.
Valle de huesos secos.
Valley of dry bones.
Vive.
You will live.
Vive.
You will live.
Should receive the Holy Spirit now. Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Déjame decirte esto.
Let me tell you this.
Si tú honras,
if you honor,
si tú respetas,
if you respect,
la unción ministerial,
the anointing of the ministry,
tu casa va a crecer de una manera poderosa.
Will grow in a powerful way.
Si ustedes respetan esta unción,
if you respect the anointing,
se pegan.
And if you stay beside this man of God,
la unción,
the anointing,
es como un imán.
It's like a magnet.
Si tú te pegas,
so if you're right there beside your pastor,
lo que hay aquí viene a mí.
Everything that is here comes to me.
Si tú te pegas al hombre de Dios,
so if you stay with him,
si tú te pegas a la mujer de Dios,
if you are right there besides them,
y te unes con él,
and you united yourself with them,
oh, van a llevar muy lejos.
Oh, you're gonna go far, far, far.
Pégense al hombre de Dios.
So stay with them.
Abracen al hombre de Dios.
Hug them.
Pégense con él.
Love them. Stay with them.
No lo suelten.
Never let him go.
Ámenlo.
Love him.
No lo dejen solo.
Don't leave him alone.
Si ustedes no lo dejan solo,
if you don't leave him alone,
ustedes van a ser bendecidos.
You will be blessed.
Mire, yo tengo unos hijos espirituales.
I have spiritual sons and daughters.
Que se, ellos donde cuando yo llego a Estados Unidos llegan.
And everywhere I go in the United States, they come.
Danny, ponte de pie con tu esposo.
Please stand up with your husband, daughter.
¿De dónde vinieron?
You came from where? From Atlanta.
Desde Atlanta.
You drove, right? How many
qué?
Hours? ¿Cuántas horas? So, 12 hours, 11 hours. 11 hours and 30 minutes.
Solamente por una palabra.
Just for one word.
Y esta es la palabra.
And this is the word.
Antes de 20 días.
Before 20 days.
Me mandarán la fotografía de la casa que ustedes están pidiendo.
You will send me the picture of the house that you've been praying for.
Ya está.
It's already done.
Ya está.
It's done.
Ya está.
It's done.
Por una palabra.
Because of one word.
Por una palabra.
One word.
Por una palabra.
One word.
Si tú valoras y te pegas al hombre de la palabra,
if you value who they are,
eso que hay en él viene a mí.
Everything they have comes to me.
Jesús tenía 12 hombres que lo seguían.
Jesus had 12 men that were following him.
De los 12, 3 lo seguían.
But he had 3
y
that were 3 very close.
Mire.
And from those 3 there was one. That was very close.
Y ese uno les hizo creer a todos que él era el amado de Jesús.
And that one told everybody that he was the beloved one.
Sí.
Yeah.
Porque el único que dice que era el amado de Jesús.
Because the only one that said that he was his beloved son.
Era él.
It's him.
Mateo nunca dijo eso.
Matthew never said that.
Marco nunca dijo
Mark
eso.
Never said that.
Al contrario, todos le creyeron y dijeron, él es el amado de Jesús.
Everybody, you know, said, okay, he is the beloved, you know.
¿Y por qué es el amado de Jesús?
God, and why he was beloved.
Porque él se creía el amado
because
de Jesús.
Because he believed that.
Tienes que volverte el amado del
you
pastor.
Need to become the beloved son and daughter of your pastors.
Que tú digas, es que ese pastor solo me ama a mí.
You have to say, you know, oh, that pastor, my pastors, they only love me.
Yo quiero estar pegado con él.
I want to be with them all the time.
Hermosa su barba.
Beautiful, I love his beard.
Oh, qué hermoso.
Oh, beautiful.
Estoy amándolo.
I am loving him.
Si alguien se quiere meter con mi pastor,
if somebody wants to mess with him, they'll find me.
Oh, quieren hablar de la iglesia.
Oh, you want to say something about the church?
Quieren hablar de mi pastora.
Oh, you want to say something about my pastor?
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I'm going to punch you.
Porque ahí va a haber avivamiento.
And that's when revival comes.
Pegados. Vas a estar así.
You're going to be like this.
Así.
Like this.
Así.
Like this.
Vas a estar así.
Going to be like this.
Vas a estar así.
You're going to do this.
Así. Si yo quiero atacar al pastor.
If I want to attack pastor.
Diga, debo cuidar la palabra.
I need to take care of the word. Say with me. I need to take care of the word.
Es la palabra.
The word.
No puedo atacar la palabra.
I can't attack the word.
Voy a bendecir la palabra.
I will bless the word.
Voy a bendecir la palabra.
I will bless the word. Yes, okay.
Sí,
yeah.
Sí. Diga conmigo, la palabra.
Say with me, the word.
No es algo.
It's not something.
Es alguien.
It's someone.
Jesús es la palabra.
Jesus is the word.
Que ahora está aquí adentro.
That now lives inside of us.
Y esa palabra que está aquí adentro,
and that word that is inside of us,
va a hablar a través de tu boca,
will speak through your mouth.
Cuando tú recibes a Jesús,
so when you receive Jesus,
ya no hablas tú,
you don't speak
ahora,
your own words.
Habla la palabra.
Now you speak the word of God.
Y cuando hablas, y cuando hablas la palabra,
and when you speak the word,
tú vas a orar por los enfermos.
Then you pray for the sick.
Vas a orar por tu familia.
You will pray for your family.
Y será hecho.
And everything will be done according to what you say.
Richato toro malarama. Chato kotoro malaramasota. A los 17 años mi espíritu vino sobre ti.
When you were 17 years old my spirit came all over you.
A los 17 años.
17.
Mi espíritu vino sobre ti.
My spirit came to you.
Tú eres un milagro.
You are a miracle.
Hace dos años el enemigo quiso matarte.
2 years ago the enemy wanted to kill you.
Hospitalizado estuviste.
I see you in the hospital.
Yes.
Y yo te di largura de días.
And I gave you long life.
Este es un milagro.
This is a miracle.
Por las oraciones. por las oraciones.
Because of his prayers.
Ora por él, pray.
Pray for him, Pastor.
Bueno, yo me voy.
Well, I have to leave.
And go. Porque hoy es mi día número 21 en ayuno.
And I fast for 21 days, and today is the last day of the fast.
Y hay unas costillas que me están esperando.
And there are some steaks that are waiting for me.
Gracias por recibirme.
Thank you for receiving us.
Solamente quiero dejar lo último y es, where am I by my book? ¿Ya quedaron libros?
Do we still have books? Yeah.
¿Cuánto les gustaría seguir fluyendo en lo profético?
How many of you want to flow in the prophetic?
¿Te gustaría?
Would you like that?
¿Te gustaría?
Would you like
to
fluir en lo
profético?
Flow in the prophetic?
Yes or not? ¿Les gustaría o no?
Would you like to flow in the prophetic?
Sandal, fálame, fálame. Vamos a hacer algo. Escoja cualquier persona.
So pick someone from
cualquiera, cualquiera.
Pick some, yeah,
rápido, person. Rápido, rápido. Quick. Corre, pero rápido. Cluiki, cluiki. Cluiki es cluiki. Cluiki.
Quickly.
Cluiki. Come on. Fast, rápido, corre.
Run.
Speedy González. Thank you. Ahora, usted le va a decir lo siguiente.
Now you're going to tell her something.
Escoja un número del 1 al 12.
You're going to ask her, choose a number from 1 to 12.
Pero con autoridad.
With authority, you know?
Choose a number from 1 to 12.
Así, como si usted fuera, como si usted fuera un profeta, dice.
Like a prophet.
Look at me. No. Sí, a ver.
So choose a number from 1 to 12.
7.
Tengo una palabra de Dios para ti.
So tell her, I have a word from the Lord for you.
I have a word from the Lord.
So chapter 7.
Y le dice, esta es la palabra de Dios para ti.
So tell her, this is the word from God.
Don't make.
No, dígale.
Tell her, this is the word.
This is the word.
From the Lord.
From the Lord.
To you.
To you. Don't make decisions while you are confused because someone prompts you or because a circumstance pushes you into a corner. There is a plan of God for you that attracted from this moment on. Remember that you have a part. I don't know that word.
Which one? Prearranged.
Prearranged design and what you currently experiencing. This is not a time to run away or hide, but to stand believe that God's plan is greater than yours.
Yes,
good?
Yes, God. Yes. Yes, 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 it is. Yes, it is. It is. See, God. See, God.
Esto pasa.
This is what happens.
Esto es lo que está pasando.
This is what's happening.
Su presencia está aquí.
His presence is here.
Yo no vendo libros.
I don't sell books.
Yo no sé cuánto, tengo cinco libros que he escrito.
I wrote five books.
Si yo te dijera, dame 20, 30 dólares por este libro, no, no tiene valor.
But if I tell you, no, give me $20, $30 for this book, that's not the value of the book.
Si tú honras,
if you honor
la palabra,
the word,
recibe el milagro.
Then you receive the miracle.
Mi hermana,
my sister,
va a estar allá.
She'll be at the back.
Sí.
Yeah. With the books.
Y tú dices, yo voy a honrar la palabra.
And if you say, I want to honor the word.
Voy a poner una ofrenda.
You give an offering.
Por el libro.
And she'll give you a book.
Quiero que saque más libros.
And I'm going to make more books.
Quiero más libros de eso.
More books.
Allá atrás.
So you'll have it in the back, right?
Diga, lo que yo doy.
So say with me, what I give.
Dice el concepto que tengo del que le doy.
About who the person that I'm giving to.
Yo sé si me honra o no.
So you know who you honor.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
Reciban saludos.
Greetings.
De mi esposa.
From my wife.
Es una mujer lindísima.
She is beautiful.
Do you know?
Yes.
Qué culpa, I'm sorry. Cuando las mujeres bonitas no dan ofrenda, se vuelven el botín de los feos. Eso es para todos los jóvenes.
That's for the young people here. So listen to this. I'm going to try to translate, okay?
Cuando las mujeres son bonitas.
So when women are pretty, right?
No, y no ofrenda.
And they don't give offerings.
Por su esposo.
And they don't tithe.
Se vuelven el botín
their
de los
husband, then they are attached to marry an ugly man.
I know.
Vale,
seguramente, pero.
So his wife was not a tither.
I am prophet, brother. Cuando los hombres,
when men,
no ofrendan,
when men don't give offering,
por su esposa,
for their wives,
se vuelven el botín de las peligrosas.
Then he is attached to marry a dangerous woman.
I don't. I'm going. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Pastor. Great big hand. Did you guys enjoy? I want to do something. He, of course, we have not talked to him about anybody or anything. Nobody who's picked him up from the hotel has been allowed to say anything about anybody in this church. Being pastor, I know stuff about people that you don't know. The brother he just pulled up a couple years ago, the enemy tried to take him out. A fire backfired, burned him up. The enemy tried to kill him. The family he just pulled up, asking about the son. He's in ministry school. The girl, he just said, prophesy, prophesy. She has a ministry where she feels like God has called her to the nations to sing. And what's the name of your group? Band of Prophets. Mm-hmm. And I could go on and on. With that, there's things that I know you don't know, but there's somebody that God wants me to minister to, and that's Matt and his family, his mom and dad. I can't see the lights. Are you guys back there? Yes, stand up. The two of you stand up. So you and I have talked, but I don't know a lot about your family situation. But I
when he was praying for Matt, I felt like the Lord told me to tell you that you feel like because of some decision in the past that there's a curse that's been on your life that's keeping you from progressing into the future. And you almost feel like God is holding something in the past against you to keep you from progressing into the future. I don't know what that is or what I'm even speaking of. But the Lord told me to tell you, the curse is broken. Like I literally see like you being broke free from a curse that you feel like, and here's the thing, part of this comes from guilt, and it's a decision that was in the past. Whoever that is, praise the Lord. It's a decision that's in the past. God said, forget about it. God said, it's over. God said, tell them, I don't even think about it. So you quit thinking about it. God said, it has nothing to do with your future. It has nothing to do with what I'm going to do with you. And that the enemy cannot hinder anymore what I'm going to do with you and with your family. God said, what you're experiencing, Matt, is a foretaste of glory divine. Like that old song, there's a foretaste of glory divine. It's a foretaste of glory divine. But the Lord said, tell your parents, forget whatever that is. God said he's tired of talking about it with you. I literally like hear the Lord saying, tell him I'm tired of talking about that with him. Don't bring it up again. God says, I have remembered it against you no more, and it has nothing to do with where you're at in your life and what God's going to do with you in the future. I don't know all the details of that, but whatever that's worth. Let's stand up. I want us to give Jesus a great big applause in this house. Come on. Let's give Jesus a great big applause in this house. Now, how many of these does he have? Do you guys have any idea? How many books does he have? About a case and a half. If there's enough, I want every one of these teenagers that gave up their seat to get a book, and I'll give an offering for them. Every teenager gets one of these books today, if there's enough. And I'll give an offering for them. Don't cost them anything. Teenagers, if you don't read this book, I'm going to pray all your hair falls out like mine did. Right? All right. Wednesday night, we're going to come back together. Let me tell you, this last Wednesday night, I was telling the church last night, by our count, we had at least 34 people who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on a Wednesday night. It was amazing. So this Wednesday night, I'm going to be ministering again. I'll see you guys at 6:30. Lift those hands. I want to bless you. We've had a great time this weekend, haven't we? May the Lord God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord God lift up his countenance over your life. May he grant you his peace. I decree over you, I believe and I speak this word over you. You are the head and you are not the tail. You are above only, you are not beneath. You are blessed coming in. And you are blessed going out, and no weapon formed against you, your house, your family, your finances, or your body can prosper, because the Lord has put his name on you, and you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Get out of here. I love you guys. Have a great day in Jesus, and we'll see you Wednesday.